Hello everyone, welcome on Bronley Radio. Listen to the fourth podcast of our series in partnership with the Romanian National Radio. We will present you the job of the European Union in the projects of our territory. Today, EU and the area of Terre des Deux Caps. Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast. Today, we'll talk about Europe and its impact on our territory. We are going to deal with environment, in particular the littoral preservation. As we know it, our planet is in danger because of global warming. There still are places that must be protected. Indeed, near at hand, we have the site des Deux Caps. The Cap Grinet and the Cap Blanc-Nez are le bel grand site de France. Thanks to our two journalists, we are going to discover these two wonderful places.
I'm located in Nuisant in the Pas-de-Calais between the Cap Grinet and the Cap Blanc-Nez. Offshore, I can see the English coast.
What a wonderful panorama! The landscape biodiversity between these two caps is just incredible.
On the right, there is the Cap Blanc-Nez with its chalk white cliffs, its hiking trails next to the grassy hills. On the left, we can notice the dark lake of the Cap Grinet and the pebble beaches. Further away, we can see the rapid fields.
On top of these gorgeous landscapes, this place is full of natural resources for the biodiversity. If we have a close look, we can see green species which grow only on these cliffs. In front of me, hyaline grass, easily identifiable thanks to its flowers like pink pompons. Because of tramping, this plain could have disappeared if the cliffs hadn't been protected on time. So, the hiking trails have been marked out to mark it possible for the fragile ecosystem to live.
It's also true for animal species. For example, in the 80s, the Boulogne sheep breed was gradually disappearing. However, this breed is no longer in danger thanks to the layout of this place. We can watch them while going for a walk in the nearby pastures. Moreover, because it's easily located in the Detroit between France and England, the two capes are also a place of many migratory pauses for many birds. These birds come from everywhere in the world. For the barnacle geese, they come from Scandinavia and Siberia. For the divers, they come from Scotland. Then, from the capes, they fly to the Channel and the Atlantic.
Indeed, these are the reasons why this place is protected along 26 kilometers.
With regard to all that, how has it been possible to organize the protection of this site?
Thank you very much for this vocal story postcard. It has enabled us to see the beauty of our coast that we must keep unprotecting, whatever the cost. But where does the money come from? From the department? From the state? Can they afford to maintain and protect the natural resources? These questions have been asked to Mr. Crespin, a territorial agent responsible for the site. Let's listen to him.
Good morning, Mr. Crespin. Would like to ask a few questions. To start, can you tell us why Europe is able to financially support the site des Deux Caps?
The site des Deux Caps has been labeled Grand Site de France since 2011, which enables it to benefit from European fundings.
How are these European fundings used?
Europe finances 80% of space planning, which is necessary for the sustainable maintenance of the Site des Deux Caps. These funds, called FEDER and FSE, are regularly checked. It's obvious that without this funding, the site will disappear. For instance, Europe gave €500,000 to the space planning of Cap Grinet. We've discovered that it's mainly thanks to Europe that our coast can be protected. We can now understand how Europe plays a major role in the preservation of our environment. We can thank Europe for all the fundings. Without Europe, our territory wouldn't look like what it's today. In our next podcast, you'll also be able to discover that Europe plays a major role in the social actions.
Thanks to our journalist of the day and to their partners. Thank you all in the audience and hope to find in another podcast.